Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 569. How I Train. Fitness for the Every Person by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. How I Train, Fitness for the Every Person by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. I don't train to lose weight or look good. I don't train to beat anyone or impress anyone. I don't train for bigger muscles or a six-pack. I train because I love it and because it's my life. As I've said before, I am in the best shape of my life. That's not impressive. While I'm fitter than most of the population, there are a ton of people who are way fitter than me. They can run faster and longer, lift more and do more intense workouts, ride and swim much, much better, play any sport better than me. But I'm pretty fit. I can run for a couple of hours if I want or hike all day. I can do a reasonable amount of push-ups and pull-ups. I can sprint and jump. Best of all, I can play with my kids and keep up with them and challenge them to keep up with me. I usually win. I say this not to brag, but only to show that it's possible. Because just 5 years ago, I was in terrible shape. I was 65 pounds heavier and couldn't run for more than 10 minutes. I was a smoker and ate junk food and never exercised. The most activity I got was lifting a beer to my mouth or walking to the fridge. I've turned it around. And if you too are a couch potato with more than a couple of pounds to lose, then so can you. I'm no superhuman. I'm a regular guy with a megaton of kids. I have six. And a wife. How did I do it? Listen on. The following is a brief guide, not for those who want to walk exactly in my footsteps, but for those looking for useful information. So here is my exercise program. What I do. I'm generally a minimalist and a maximalist when it comes to exercise. A minimalist in that I don't believe you need much or any equipment to get fit. A maximalist in that I'll do almost anything and everything. So a bodybuilder might scoff at runners who run long and slow and have no muscle, and a runner might scoff at a bodybuilder who lifts iron every day but has a big gut. A CrossFitter might scoff at others who don't go as intense as they do, while a triathlete might sneer at those who can't go as long. I agree with all of them, except I don't scoff at anyone. I run, but I also bike, and used to swim a bit, but haven't recently. I will lift weights, but I'll also do intense bodyweight exercise. I walk a lot. I'll throw sandbags around, do pull-ups from tree branches, do sprints, race my kids up hills, hike on trails, push sleds, do a push-up challenge. 100 push-ups in 5 minutes is a good one, or a jumping lunge challenge, like see how fast you can do 300 jumping lunges. Swing kettlebells, play basketball or soccer, or just generally play with my kids. I've also run several marathons and have done short triathlons. I've run many shorter races, half marathons, 10Ks and 5Ks and some crazy stuff in between. So if you're looking for a specific program from me, I don't have one. I make it up as I go, and I just have fun doing it. But here are some general tips. 1. The most important thing for me is to have fun. 2. I stay active most days. 3. I rest whenever I need it and don't feel guilty about it. Rest is good. 4. I will often make fitness a social activity. I'll hike with a friend or do CrossFit with another friend or work out with my wife, Ava. 5. Challenges are also fun. Find a challenge online and give it a try. Do a challenge with your friend or spouse or a group. And 6, I like to mix it up. If only I do one kind of activity, then I only have one kind of fitness. Also, only doing one thing gets boring for me. My month of CrossFit. In January, I joined my friend Scott Dinsmore in doing workouts with San Francisco CrossFit. We took a basics course 3 days a week for 2 weeks, and that was tough. Then we did 2 weeks of regular CrossFit classes, and that was killer. If you're not familiar with CrossFit, they're crazy. They do intense, short workouts of functional movements, burpees and barbell thrusters and pull-ups and sled pushing and running 400 meters and box jumps and throwing a medicine ball up against a wall and barbell deadlifts and kettlebell swings and any other crazy things the coach can think of. It's not for the faint of heart, but I loved it. We'll probably do more classes, but I plan to mix other things in as well. How I got here. I'm doing workouts now that I couldn't have done 5 years ago. If you haven't been working out regularly, I don't recommend you do them. Start out easy. I started by running for half a mile. It was hard, but I did it every other day for a couple of weeks, and soon I could do a mile, then 2 miles, and soon I began to enjoy it. That's the key. Get your shoes on and get out the door. Then focus on the parts that are enjoyable. If it's not enjoyable, find a friend to do it with and have a conversation. All you have to do is walk briskly or play a sport you enjoy. You don't have to run. If you enjoy swimming or soccer, then do those. Find a challenge and do that with friends. Some more tips. 1, start small. If you kill yourself in the beginning, then you'll dread doing it and you'll eventually quit. If you make it easy, then you'll have no excuse. 2, build gradually. After starting small, you can slowly increase your time exercised or the intensity. Don't do both at the same time. You might get enthusiastic and want to increase quickly. That's a newbie mistake, and that often leads to overtraining or injury. You're in this for the long haul. 3, don't forget to rest. Recovery from training is a huge component of training. Most people, myself included, tend to overtrain and rest too little. Again, that leads to overtraining and injury. I've done it, and it sucks. And 4, log your progress. This is not absolutely necessary, but, well, actually it is. If you don't log your progress, you won't see the progress. It's hugely motivating to look back on your workout log and see how far you've come. If you stick with it for a few months or longer, you'll see tremendous improvement. That feels amazing. You'll also be able to see what you've done wrong. If you've overtrained, then the logs will make that obvious. Next steps. If you're a beginner, I recommend you follow the tips you just heard. Start small and increase gradually and make it enjoyable and social. Watch yourself make progress. After that, I suggest you mix it up and challenge yourself in new ways all the time. Fitness can be incredibly fun. Do a race or join a class or do a group challenge. Find a variety of workout partners and enjoy the conversation and competition. You just listened to the post titled, How I Train, Fitness for the Every Person by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like I've said before, I can relate to Leo's story. I hated exercise. I didn't care about eating nutritiously. Yoga, meditation, that's all foo-foo stuff. Now, I wasn't necessarily overweight, but I did suffer from a chronic disease. And so for me, that was the wake-up call. But that didn't mean, oh, my mind snapped and said, oh, now I enjoy exercise and now I enjoy eating salads. No, that didn't really happen. Just as Leo said, it took time. I had to try different things and find what I liked. When I was first starting out, everyone used to tell me, oh yeah, you've got to run. Running is the best. You want a six pack, you've got to incorporate running as your cardio. I hated running and I still am not a huge fan of it. It always gasses me. If I want to get through a workout, the worst thing I can do to myself is go for a run first. And so I incorporate running into my workout, but just shorter ones. That's how I trick myself into actually doing it. And yes, I made those newbie mistakes too. I wanted to see results fast. I wanted to feel better quickly. I want to feel better right now. And sure enough, I injured myself. That knocked me out of commission for a couple of weeks. And then I got really excited about weightlifting and wanted to lift heavy. And then I really got into heavy weightlifting. My buddy kind of got me into that. Working out with a partner was super helpful to keep me motivated. But then I almost blew out my left elbow because I tried to lift too heavy. So yes, I made those mistakes too. But over time, as you try new things, as you do new things, and you learn about yourself, you're honing in on the process. You're honing in on things that you know you like, you know you don't like, and therefore, you can focus on the things that you do like, that keep you active, and therefore, you're more likely to do it again. So don't feel as though it's wasted time when you go and try something new, especially if you didn't like it. Because you know what? It's just telling you, all right, that's one thing not for me. Check that off the list. I'm just honing in on what I actually do enjoy, which gets me one step closer to a lifetime of being active. All right, that'll do it for today's episode. Thank you as always for listening. I'll see you back here for our Friday Q&A show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.